Sure sounds good. To me, that sounds like truth coming after tyranny and state terrorism. So, welcome back to another episode of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery. Here at RBN, it's August the 31st, 2021. And tomorrow is the end of August, and we're into September. And man, there are some great news, and then there are still people that are trying to mandate and force tyranny and state terrorism upon the people. I mean, there's really good news out here, and I want to bring up some of it right here. I'm looking at, this is called Truth Comes to Light. And it's talking about a bunch of countries here that have risen up. It says, humanity rises against global tyranny. And this came out August 28th. And Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, bunches of people shown here in the streets. I'm going to play just a little bit of it. I'll go to pick up some sound off of this thing. Let's see if I can find it wherever it is. This thing is always difficult for me to find where they hide these things you can do with Skype here. And apparently I can't find the stupid thing. It doesn't say anything about sharing the screen anymore. You know, it's just amazing what they do with this stuff here. Here we go. Here's something. Let me see if this is it. Something popped up here. And, well, I can't. Well, I'll just forget that. I'll just read it to you. Maybe it'll show up later. It usually does. It has, it's very funky the way this thing works. So anyway, they show one in, as I said, Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney. A bunch of people. Some of the signs say no forced COVID vax. Where there's risk, there must be change. What? I don't know. Can't read it. Anyway, the next one is Paris and Toulon, France. Bunch of people. I mean, masses of people out in the street. New demonstration in Paris against the pass sanitaire, they call it, and the vaccine obligation for a seventh consecutive weekend. That means that they've been having, they've had seven major demonstrations there. More than 200 mobilizations are planned this Saturday, August 28th in France. Well, that was last Saturday. And, oh, man, France, Paris, again, the anti-pass protest, that really, there was a bunch of people out there on that one. Here's another one in Toulon. They have a picture, aerial view, people filling the streets. Berlin, democracy protest, bunches of people there filling the streets. Dresden, Ross, I don't know, probably not even pronouncing that right. Protesters march in Berlin at the workplace of the man Dresden, who invented and now debunked the extremely faulty PCR test, shouting, "Out with Drosten." Well, here's another one. Milan, Italy. Politicians attacked in Milan. Here's one. UK, London. People out in the street and yelling and talking. And here's a man that wears his grandfather's military beret. And that's in Great Britain. It just goes on and on. I don't even know. Switzerland. Here's a mass demonstration in Switzerland for the anti-pass protest. Where in there? Is there any city in the United States that's complaining about all this? They better start. I'm going to tell you. Let's see. Here's my other one here. I want to cover some of these things. I just got to be able to pull up this this share the screen thing somewhere, because it's just too good. So I'm gonna find that. You just give me a couple of seconds here. Let's see. Oh, that's not it. Come on here. Let's get the right thing here. We got a disable split screen. Can't do that now either. Well, this is a mess here. Oh, here it is. I found you, little stinker. I found you. Okay, here you are. Okay, I'm gonna share the screen now. I'm gonna start sharing, and now I'm gonna go to where is it here? Oh, this, you got to hear this. This is this guy works with Alex Jones. I forgot his name because it's been a while since I really watched it, but he's the English guy that works with Alex Jones. Okay, here we go. He's talking about Australia. This really is sad about Australia. I mean, this is serious. And I have only one explanation for what's happened in Australia. This is what happens when you give up even your hunting rifles. This is what happens when you give up your defensive weapons. There is no such thing. A assault weapon is no different from a defense weapon. And what they're doing is playing with words to take effective defense, liberty defense weapons from the people. The Second Amendment covered every weapon that the United States military had. That's what the Second Amendment does. It's not about sports. It's not about hitting a target, not about winning a trophy. It's not about shooting deer, putting food on the table, or keeping a burglar out of your house. It's to prevent tyranny and state terrorism against the people that now Australia is experiencing full blast. Now, let's hear from the guy that works with Alex Jones. Somebody knows his name, I'm sure. Here we go.
Guess who's criticizing Australia for imposing one of the most brutal lockdowns in the developed world? Piers Corbyn? Amnesty International? Human rights campaigners? No. It's literally the communist Chinese government. The Global Times, the official mouthpiece for the CCP, published a scathing editorial describing Australia's decision to send members of the military to occupy Sydney and enforce lockdown as a move that seemed, quote, draconian among nations. Yeah, chances are if even Beijing is taken aback by your level of authoritarianism, that's a pretty draconian brand of authoritarianism. Now, obviously, on the one hand, China is just clapping back at Australia for the Morrison government's earlier criticism of China's atrocious disregard for human rights when it came to imposing its own lockdown. But the fact remains, he who fought with monsters has become the monster. Australia gazed into the abyss, and now the abyss gazes back at Australia. Because just like communist China, Australia is now officially a biosecurity police state. Australia is a post-democratic country. How else could you describe a country where protest is outlawed? Where under a newly proposed law, those who risk arrest by even daring to attend a demonstration are subject to onerous fines of up to $5,500. Where those who merely post anti-lockdown information online could face fines of up to $11,000, where protest organizers face fines of $20,000, where pregnant women who promote such protests on Facebook are arrested in front of their kids in their own homes. How else could you describe a country where people face $500 fines for failing to wear a face mask outside, where surveillance drones are deployed to catch the unmasked?
They're the eyes and voices in the sky.
Social distancing is critical.
Where grandmas sitting on park benches are arrested for not wearing masks. Where the public is ordered by top health officials not to speak to each other, even if they're wearing masks.
Whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others, to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. So even if you run into your next door neighbour, in the shopping centre, in the Coles, whilst you're at Coles Woolworths or Aldi or any other grocery shop, don't start up a conversation. Now is the time for minimising your interactions with others. Even if you've got a mask, don't start up a conversation.
How else could you describe a country where police have the power to enter homes without a warrant to ensure compliance with coronavirus rules, where authorities gave themselves the power to remove children from the custody of their parents to ensure compliance with coronavirus rules, where people are prevented from travelling further than 3 kilometres from their homes, where surveillance choppers are used to track down people who camp in remote locations, where senior government ministers refuse to rule out Australians being forced to wear electronic ankle bracelets, even if they're fully vaccinated, to make sure they're complying with home quarantine orders, where laws are under consideration giving authorities the power to arrest, quote, conspiracy theorists if it's thought they may commit a crime in the future. Australia continues to pursue a disastrous zero COVID policy that has seen towns 800 miles from the nearest city locked down after just one single COVID case. The country also continues to impose medical martial law measures that are so despotic even China is jealous. When the world's leading communist dictatorship expresses surprise at the lengths you're prepared to go to subjugate your own population, you know for sure that something's rotten down under.
Wow. That really does tell the story about Australia. That Australia... non-democratic. It's bad enough to be democratic. You don't want to be a democracy. You want to be a republic where 51% of the people do not control the destiny of individuals, do not control your property, do not tell you whether you come or go. 51% of the people has nothing to do with the protection of life, liberty, and possessions. And your liberty, this is what's being attacked. Let me tell you, Australia truly has fallen. It's none of those things. It is a complete police state. It is a authoritarian police state. It is tyrannical and has turned to be a terroristic state. Is terrorizing its own people over a virus. There is a worse virus than any medical virus on earth, and it's called tyranny and state terrorism. Australia government has gotten a horrible virus that is 50 times worse than any medical virus possible. Those people that the sick are running the country. The mentally ill are running Australia. That is the truth. This is what happens when you do not know principles. People ignorant of principles of lawful government, when elected to government, are very dangerous individuals because they simply do not know what to do, ever. And they don't know if they have authority to do it or not to do it. In fact, they never even ask the question, do I have authority to do that? And if so, where did it come from? No, these people don't even think like that. They watch television, and they watch other mental midgets talk about things, and then whatever the population tends to go for, or whatever the mass media cartel says, they just enact it. That's absolute insanity. There's no principles on the mass media cartel. You'll never learn anything about lawful government on the mass media cartel. You can watch TV all day long, all night long, for the rest of your life, and you'll die an idiot. That's right. We need to return to principles, and here it is. It doesn't matter whether the vaccines are flawless or whether they are absolute garbage, which the evidence indicates that it's garbage. Even if they were perfect, the government has no authority and can never obtain authority to make any one individual in their society take that vaccine. Because as I've covered 100 times on this show, even though I have authority to take a vaccine if I want to and do all these other measures, I do not have the authority to tell my neighbor to do that. And since I don't have that, and see, all lawful governments obtain their authority from each individual within their government, within their society. So, and all people are alike. We know that. All people have like authorities. We're all equal in the eyes of God. We all have the same authority. And that means my neighbor didn't have any more authority than I do. And he can take the vaccine if he wants to. But he can't tell his next door neighbor or me to take it. He doesn't have authority to do that. So none of us in society have authority to delegate to government to tell our neighbors what to do, what about medications or a vaccine. So the government never acquires authority to do that. And if they do it, if they do force people to take it, they are instantly tyrants. That's called tyranny. They then convert their government over into a tyrannical beast that has no authority, that's harming people, that's trampling their liberties. And so people need to learn these things, and they need to stand on them, because that's what government's all about. We create it to protect our life, liberty, and possessions, not to take authorities that no one has and force them on everybody. This Australia thing, man, that's frightening. We can't have that in America now, I'm telling you. And that's why we can't let these people take our guns away either, friends. And I'll get into that a little bit too, what's going on there. These same maniacs are trying to pick up your guns. Yeah, if you have an effective defense weapon, they don't want that, because they want to jam all this tyranny and state terrorism down your throat. That's where it's coming. We're talking about westernized countries. We're talking about supposedly civilized countries. Okay, hang on. We'll be right back after this word.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Music there. Okay, back to this COVID disaster in Australia. COVID tyranny. They have converted. And this is what tells me this whole flu thing is bogus. This whole COVID thing is bogus because the mentality of the governing body of Australia is obviously just simply using this as an excuse to implement full-blown tyranny in their country. No virus, no flu, and that's really what this stuff is. It's the flu. No flu virus should be able to convert a republic into a police, a dissolved, tyrannical police state. There's no authority left in the government of Australia. The people at this time have a full-blown right to establish lawful government. In place of that piece of tyrannical garbage and degradation and slime of humanity, they need to replace that garbage with lawful government. But you have to know what it is, don't you? You have to know what lawful government is to put it in place. First of all, they just need to declare. The people need to declare that the government of Australia simply no longer has authority, has no longer maintained its lawful authority to be the governing body of the Australian people. They need to simply ignore them and to develop their own lawful government. Now, when things get tough, though, when they're being shoved around like they are now, The police are armed, and the people are unarmed. We just can't allow this to happen, and we're allowing this to happen in America. We're allowing things like Sandy Hook to somehow manipulate the public opinion. The mass media cartel uses Sandy Hook to justify the disarmament of the American people. Well, I'm sorry. Disarmament of the American people is against the law. It's against the law of the land. It is against the law to disarm the American people under under the U.S. Constitution, Second Amendment. And let me tell you, this amendment is not you don't just get to go around and alter the Second Amendment. There wouldn't have been a Constitution agreed to at all without the Second Amendment. You take the Second Amendment away, you take the Constitution away. That's why we agreed to the Constitution to start with. We said, we ain't buying that piece of crap unless you put in the Second Amendment and the other 10 amendments we had. And what does that mean? It means the people will keep and bear arms sufficient to deter state tyranny and terrorism like the people of Australia are now enduring. I thought these people were English in Australia. They talk like it. You know, you'd think, wow, don't these people have, they've never heard of John Locke? They never read John Locke? I'm going to tell you what, if you haven't read John Locke, you ain't got a prayer. John Locke, get the book, Second Treatise of Government. And don't get a book about John Locke. Don't get a book about his writings, the second treatise of government. I think I said Second Amendment. I'm kind of on a roll. Get his second treatise of government and read it. It'll blow your hat in the creek. This guy knew what he was talking about. He knew what lawful government was. And we built our country on it, according to Thomas Jefferson. He wrote the Declaration of Independence using it. We need to return to the fundamental principles. Okay, hang with us. I'll take some calls in the last half hour. Okay, be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Julie. Yeah. Where did the good times go? It seems like good times have somehow escaped us. Young people, I'd hate to be a young person today from what I see around. But anyway, let me talk a little bit about, I mentioned about the giving up of their defensive weapons in Australia, and the result of it is a police force and no ability to restrain it, and the kind of ignorant people that are in office. Ignorance becomes dangerous when ignorant people get into office not knowing anything about the source of their authority or what their job is, the limits of their authority. You have a real potential for a serious mess to arise from it, a dangerous, murderous mess. And this is what's happened. And I feel like I just got to play one more of these things here on the show. And this is from our military. And so let me find this one. This one is, here it is. This is from, it says, and by the way, most all these that I'm playing here are posted at RBN. So if you want to see them, you can just go there. And here's a doctor says the vaccines are killing the soldiers. I just want you to hear this.
And, you know, one of my big problems is our vaccination of the military. I'm a 10-year Navy surgeon, and so I have Navy people and Army people calling me. There were only 20 deaths of all the active duty in 2020 for COVID, 20, and all the services put together. They have a big, now that they didn't have when I was in, they have a big epidemiologic base, and they can find out exactly what's going on. There were only 20 deaths. We're vaccinating everybody. And we've already had tumors, and we've had 80 cases of myocarditis, which I'm going to get to. But myocarditis has a significant mortality, five-year mortality rate. I think it's 66%. So we, with the vaccine program, have ostensibly killed more of our young active duty people than COVID did. Leukemia, another blood dyscrasia, cancer. There's 48 per year on average in VAERS. We now are up to 229. Myocarditis that I just mentioned. In 31 years of the VAERS, there were 317 cases. Now, this year, 1,113. So you can see the ongoing numbers. And I can pick almost any diagnosis, and you will find the same issues. So the question you have to ask is, why are we not stopping this? We stopped many things for far less. We stopped working on respiratory syncytial virus vaccine because of 22 deaths of infants in the hospital. We stopped the H1N1 after 53 deaths or 53 serious adverse events. So we are now doing 53 probably a day. Why are we continuing to move on here? Well, in my opinion, I think you have to look at your worldview. And this is my new thing. When I talk to people, I say, if you think we're fighting a virus, you're going to act like a victim. If you think we're fighting a war, you're going to act like a warrior. And my argument is, we're in a war. Now, we have to determine, it's a fifth generation, uncharacteristic, unrestricted war, but we have to determine who the enemy is.
Wow. Boy, isn't that the truth? I think we're beginning to see who the enemy is here. It's our own government. Why do they continue this? I mean, this is a doctor. This is not just some slob off the street. This is not a drunk. This is not a, as they call it, a rant on Twitter. I mean, this is, and we have doctors all over the place. Thousands of them are talking about the insanity of the continuation of this vaccination program. So what is the absolute fascination and obsession with vaccinating everybody in the Western world and all over the world? What is it? Well, I can tell you what I think it is. I think that a lot of this has to do with the coming failure of the fractional reserve banking system of the Western world. I think it's on the verge of collapse, and they don't want to be caught as the criminals that instituted the entire thing and are responsible for its collapse as well. I think they know they need this to first of all reduce some of the population so they don't have quite so many people to take care of, and they take such good care of you. And the other is that they need to have compliant people, totally compliant. Well, haven't they already said it? Haven't they already talked about it? The new normal? Well, I'm going to tell you what, I don't like the new normal. They can shove that new normal. New normal needs to be resisted with every ounce of your being, because it is full-blown tyranny and state terrorism. Well, anyway, we do have a caller. I think it's Fred from Wisconsin. How are you doing, Fred?
Hey.
What's up?
That was really Merritt. She did a 10-year stint with the Navy, even went through the dive school. She's an orthopedic surgeon. She did an interview. Oh, do you know what her website is?
Are you talking about the person we just heard?
Dr. Lee Merritt, MD. TheMedicalRebel.com. I called the library. She was interviewed by Mike Adams back in June, I think. And masking ritual, which she, you know, tracks to, I think, some satanic process. It's quite amazing, that interview she did. But she does have her own dedicated website, The Medical Rebel, themedicalrebel.com.
Okay.
You know, that documentary or that interview should be front and center on everyone's smartphone.
Okay. Her website again is called what?
The Medical Rebel.
TheMedicalRebel.com.
Yep.
Very good. The Medical Rebel. Yeah, okay.
Yep. And she goes through many, many of the facts, the censored facts. You know, she was the first one to elucidate that it was not a full viral genetic complement, which is hundreds of thousands of base pairs, but merely maybe 100. It's a segment. It's called the S1 spike protein segment, right? So, and they've obviously tweaked it with graphene. Don Campbell has done an exemplary scholarship on that. He's done his due diligence and has cited many scientific websites, including Moderna, you know, a manufacturer, Pfizer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fred, let me express something once again, which I've probably expressed 100 times on the show, and the point I want to try to make. You know, we don't need to prove that these vaccines aren't worth a damn to stop this. It's not necessary. What needs to happen is people need to learn the lawful principles of government. See, we would have never allowed any of this had we known these things and kept them foremost in our mind. And if the public education had done their job, they would have educated people, because that's the purpose of it. They would have educated them about how to protect and maintain their life, liberty, and possessions. And they would have had to learn the John Locke principles of property that regulate every aspect of lawful government. And they would know, even if these vaccines were perfect and they were great for people, wonderful for people, it would be impossible for the state to mandate their use for everyone.
Ron, they haven't mandated
they have. Yeah. Illinois, they're mandating them now in Illinois.
Well, Michigan Supreme Court last summer unanimously declared there is no legislative act mandate. Governor's executive orders are merely suggested recommendations. They're not legally binding upon anyone. anywhere, not a business, not a school, yada, yada. There is no legislative state mandate in any state establishing compelled performance criteria. And you're right, lawful government, when I read the federal charter, it does specify in Article 1, Section 10, no state shall make any law impairing obligation of contract. Well, okay, the statutory code that we all grew up and were never educated upon.
No, I don't want to go there. I'm not going there that, you know, we get a driver's license, we've signed up to be slaves and idiots and all that.
What I want to focus on, Ron, is the fact that it is nonetheless an offer. It's an offer. We need not accept it. All I'm saying to people is anyone, especially when you're in an employee situation, all you got to do is demand the evidentiary proof for safety and efficacy. The entity telling one that you must find, you took the stab, right? Good. Well, the evidentiary proof that you must have viewed and which convinced you to take, I want that same evidentiary proof for safety and efficacy, and I will have my ACE team of medical experts evaluate it for
I'm just telling validity. You don't have to go there. People shouldn't have to go there because it's unlawful in the beginning. Why do we have to have all these solutions that are 50 miles down the road from where we should have stopped it? We should have been stopped right out of the chute. Well, where did you get authority to mandate or require me to take a shot to do any damn thing?
That's the problem.
People don't know where to stop it.
Well, Ron, Ralph in Alaska has been doing some really stellar due diligence and has produced some amazing scholarship that does literally empower people. There's no escaping the fact that the vast majority of people interface with government on this presumed valid implied consent nexus scenario. It's inescapable. It's unavoidable. Okay.
The only implied consent is the U.S. Constitution and the state constitutions. These are the only implied consents.
And, I don't know one solitary person, and I'm working on it. I'm going to be handing out the citizen, you know, the jury handbook. Okay. You know, even Mark Levin, I'll give him credit for one and only one thing, and that is in one of his broadcasts, probably 6 years ago, he said, well, you know, there is no standard of qualification to become a judge. It doesn't exist. You don't need a law degree. You don't need a bar membership number, yada, yada. Okay, fine. That's good to know. But, Ron, we have to interface in our local venue, at the council meetings, and we have to start holding them accountable. Hey, why not focus on the CAFR, okay? Everybody still thinks they got to pay property taxes when, in reality, no, you don't, because that nexus is totally fraudulent, just like every other one, Ron, because devoid of full disclosure and good faith and valuable consideration, when they hijack, when they stole by coercion, if you don't record your deed, well, you're going to go to jail, you're going to pay fine. No, show me the legislative act mandate that that states that I must do this recording registration, because when it happens, Ron, the controlling rights and interests, the legal rights...
I'm sorry, I'd love to go down that. It could take several hours and all, but I'm going to just tell you, you don't need to go there to cut that off, because the state has the same problem with property taxes as it does with COVID vaccines. I don't have the authority to put a lien on your property in case you don't pay taxes or pay money to the government. Therefore, all these bond and elections and everything are worthless. There is no authority. The state can't obtain authority to lien your property and make you pay them money in order for you to use your own property. That's just simply tyrannical. It's just this is the problem in our government and in our people. They don't know the simplest things about lawful government that we actually killed people for to obtain. Well, anyway, I'll be right back after this word. Thank you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Summertime is finally here. That old ballpark man is back in gear out on 49. Man, I can see the lights. School's out and the night's rolling, man. Just like the long lost friend you ain't seen in a while. You can't help but smile. And it's two bare feet on the dashboard. One we know, it's a smile. sip of wine. It's summertime.
All right. Thank you, Julie. That sounded really good. Well, it's time to wrap up the show, and thank Fred for calling in. And I just wanted to point out, too, that on the website here at RBN, the Illinois governor is set to announce all eligible students. School staff must be vaccinated and wear masks as part of the new statewide mandate. Children over two will also be forced to wear masks indoors. I'm telling you, these people are unworthy of office. These people should not be in office because they don't know anything about lawful government. Now, I also want to talk about the seriousness of things like Sandy Hook when they go uninvestigated. There is no proof that Sandy Hook ever took place, not real proof. No one can see crime scene photos. No one can see the actual crime scene that they say they took pictures of. I would like to ask you, what is the purpose of doing a crime scene investigation? What's the purpose of it? And now people are using Sandy Hook. They got brand new ads now on YouTube that are trying to pick up and put a ban on assault, quote, assault weapons again. Well, you know what that is. There's no such thing as an assault weapon. Weapons are either offensive or defensive, depending on the right of the user. You can't look at a gun laying on a table and say that's an assault weapon. No, it's just a weapon. Is it effective? No, what they want to pick up is an effective way to defend your property, your life, your liberty, and your possessions. I'm tired of these tyrants, man. It's against the law to disarm the American people. And if you're using in an event that was supposedly happened in order to disarm the people against the law of the land, all investigative materials must be made public. Blood, guts, and gore on the floor. Because disarming the people is a worse crime than shooting up a bunch of people. It's worse because it allows the submission of all the people in the union, just like Australia is suffering. Don't let that happen here. All right, signing off, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.